Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Before we begin our program, let me note a new feature that we call PowerPoint Journal Club. In each issue, we'll be reviewing several recent journal articles or meeting presentations, and we've prepared PowerPoint slides highlighting the key points from these data sets. The PowerPoint files can be found on the audio CDs for these programs and on our website, breastcancerupdate.com. Hard copy of these slides with speaker notes can be found in the enclosed print monograph. And now for our program. The December 2004 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium was, as always, packed with new research data with direct application to daily patient care. Several data sets were of particular interest. The very first presentation of the meeting was by Dr. Tony Howe, who presented the 68-month follow-up of the ATAC trial, which continues to demonstrate about a 25% reduction in relapse rate with anastrozole compared to tamoxifen. Shortly after this much-anticipated presentation, the results of another very large trial of an aromatase inhibitor in the adjuvant setting was presented by Dr. Raymond Jacquez, who described a significant advantage to switching from tamoxifen to anastrozole after 2 years of tamoxifen in more than 3,000 postmenopausal patients in Germany and Austria. Later on in the program, Dr. Jacquez discusses these data and findings from another Austrian trial evaluating bisphosphonates in women receiving endocrine therapy. Another key data set was from NSABP B27, which evaluated the role of AC docetaxel as adjuvant and neoadjuvant therapy, and to the surprise of many, no overall survival advantage was observed with the addition of docetaxel. Perhaps the most exciting data set was presented by Soon Paik of the newest study of the Genomic Health Oncotype DM assay, and specifically the impact of chemotherapy based on the calculated recurrence score. Later on in this program, Dr. Paik describes these landmark findings. On a previous issue of our series, Joanne Blum from U.S. Oncology discussed the Phase 2 trial she presented on the combination of paclitaxel and capecitabine in women with metastatic breast cancer. During the San Antonio meeting, I met with Joyce O'Shaughnessy, who is a co-author with Dr. Blum on this paper. I was interested to learn Dr. O'Shaughnessy's reaction to the fascinating research developments presented at the San Antonio meeting, and she began our conversation by commenting on the paclitaxel capecitabine study.